listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hey, good morning. Listen, this is Landon coming at you live from the studio for Lifeline Ministry. It is July 4th. Happy July 4th to every single body. Listen, here's the deal. Because it is an Independence Day, I want to teach you and I want to show you some things about how to be independent inside yourself, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul, in the place that you can't find peace, you can't find rest. Nothing's coming upon you to make you just feel that breath of God and go, man, life is good. God, you're just so good to me. I just feel you washing over me. You know what I mean? I think that's more important. We've got caught up. Since it's Independence Day, I'm going to show you how to be free, how to be made free from so many yokes and burdens and bondage of things that have come on people and have them just choked up where they can't flourish in the word nor grow in the spirit. So pay attention this morning, okay? Listen, let's just pray this thing in. All right, I don't want to be a part of it. I want God to be all in all like he is. I am the great I am. Ready? Father, we come to you this morning. We love you so much. We come to you on this Independence Day thanking you that you have made us free through Christ Jesus. Those that the Son made free are free indeed. Wow, that's the best freedom I've ever had in my entire life. I was in bondage by a million things, Lord. Lord, this morning, let us come through this airwave clear. Let us come through this airway untainted by anything the devil may have. Let's shoot down all the fiery darts of the enemy this morning by thy word. Father God, let me decrease that you may increase. Father God, forgive me for anything I may said, thought, or did from this moment, this very second in life, back. Cleanse me that I may be clean. Do the same for every listener, Lord. I pray for the behalf of everybody. I intercede right now. Cleanse us from anything we may have said, thought, or did from this very second in life backwards, so that we may receive from thy word. Cleanse us by your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. Empower us through your spirit. Let your word come forth with power and truth this morning, untainted from anything. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned. This word will come forth in truth this morning. We thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Father God, we appreciate you. Let your spirit have free course in this place that your Holy Ghost will teach us this morning. I'm going to teach you, what does it really mean to be born again? What is that? What does that really mean to be born again? We throw it around. The thing with terms that you get comfortable with, you get so comfortable they lose their power. They lose their true depth. We don't even consider what thing. Gasoline, you never go up to the pump and go to get gas and go, well, let me see. This is a byproduct chemical of a petroleum thing. You don't break that stuff down. It means that we don't even think about these things. Things become common. Being born again has become a common term where we're not actively really participating in what it means. We don't have the foggiest idea, I think, what it really means. So we're going to go over that. Listen, let me give you a couple numbers, because if you do need prayer, today's the day. This is Independence Day. I would love to see you be set or made free. Okay, Jesus is a maker. He makes things. So he's going to make you over if you let him. If you're tired of whatever it is, if you've got sickness, if you've got ailments, if you've got anger, if you have depression, whatever's eating you up, you can be free from that today, and you'll learn through this teaching. So as I'm going through the Bible with you, if you feel the unction, if the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you're like, man, I have got to call and I've got to accept Christ. I've got to call and get prayer for this thing. I've got to call. I feel the anointing of God. I feel the presence of God here. I need to call and get made over. I need to be made anew. I need to be born again. We're going to go over that. 221-1100. If that comes upon you, you come get it. Don't be afraid of God. You get him. You reach out. 221-1100. 888-221-8990 is the out of town. 888-221-8990. I'm going to go over them slow one time. 221-1100, the local number, 888-221-8990 is the out-of-town number. Listen right now, anywhere, WCNO.com. Pull that baby up, pull the official website, the little thing comes, live broadcast, bam, click it, you're in. Call anybody anywhere and tell them, turn on now and get on this. I think you want to know what this is about. This is going to empower you with the Spirit of God today. All right. Anytime during the week, on demand. Same thing, WCNO.com. Click on demand. Calendar pops up Saturday, 8:30, and ride with us. We sure love you. We sure appreciate you supporting this ministry, too. What does it mean to be born again? Listen, let's see what it means. Let's see what the Bible has to say about it. John chapter 3. Go to John chapter 3 with me this morning. John chapter 3, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Get your Bible. Dust it off. Get your pen and paper. Get your phones. You can record things. Whatever you got to do to make sure you don't forget what God's going to give us this morning. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Look, verily, verily, truly, truly, Nicodemus, let me tell you something. I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? What are you talking about? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Then Jesus kind of explains it. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth or where it wills. Thou hearest the sound thereof and cannot tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that's born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can this be? He's like, what? This makes no, how can this be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knoweth not these things? This man was, it said in the beginning of the text, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, the hierarchy of intelligence he has reached, the education level he has obtained, the respect from the people he has obtained. They believe his very word. There's truth in what this man says. They stand on his words, yet he doesn't have power in his words because he's not been born again. He, in his own mastery, as sharp as he is, he can't understand or grasp the concept of that which is born of spirit is spirit. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He doesn't get what Jesus is talking about because he's working on an intellectual level. He has achieved understanding through his wisdom, through his intellect. God wants to give you revelation, not information. This man has informed himself with enough things to become a leader of the Jews and to become a master over Israel with the Torah, with the old law, and with the doctrine. But even mastering the old covenant, he cannot explain or understand the things of God because they are, the Bible says, spiritually discerned. So I'm going to take you, I want you to understand this morning that unless you really are serious and look at God and say, listen, God, I need your Holy Spirit in me. I didn't realize. I always thought it was just simply confessing Jesus as my Savior. I thought Romans 10:9. The pastor told me that Romans 10:9 was it, man. If I confess Jesus with my mouth and I confess him as the Lord of my life and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I will be saved. That is true, and that is what that says. You will be delivered and you will be protected. If you'll confess Jesus as Lord of your life, you'll be delivered and you'll be protected at the end time when he comes back. You'll be sealed to go with him to heaven. You will not burn in hell. That's what that'll do for you. That's a big deal. But if you want power in this life now, if you want to actually walk in the Spirit, remember, Nicodemus came and said, Lord, what must I do, right? What must I do to inherit eternal life? What must I do? How can I get there? How can I get there? How can a man be born again, he said, when he's old? Here's the thing. Let me show you now. Jesus says over here, let me find this. This wasn't in my notes. I wasn't going to go here. But Jesus said in Acts 1, he said, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. Baptized, immersed in, internalized, totally engulfed in, surrounded in, I will be surrendered to. If I jump in a pool of water, if I go jump in the deep end and I go underwater, boom, I am now surrendered. I am totally yielding to the water 100%. It has engulfed me. It has totally encompassed me everywhere around every orifice. It's in my ears. If I breathe in, it'll go up my nose. It is all around me. I can't shake off the water when I'm down under it. Same thing. He said, you'll be empowered. You will have power when you're engulfed in. He said, sure, John baptized you with water. The reason I say this, because you saw yourself go down and come up. Same thing. I want you to go down because of what I've done on that cross. And I want you to rise up in the power of the Spirit. The Spirit. I'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost. He said, listen, it is not for you to know the times or season which the Father has given in his own power. But you and I shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. This is Acts 1:8. You need to see this. You need to look it up. Acts, first chapter, verse 8. But you shall receive power. I think we probably need that. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So here we got Nicodemus. Jesus said to him, listen, man, Nicodemus, except a man. Because he said, the same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher that come from God. Check that out. That's very important. Nicodemus had enough sense or knowledge to know. He said, I know and we know. Listen, we're not fooled. We know that you are a teacher come from God. And here's why we know you're a teacher come from God. He said, no man can do these miracles that you're doing except God be with him. So he knew that, but yet he couldn't grasp being born again, being born a second time. He didn't get what that means. So Jesus says to him, listen, you are correct. What he's saying when he says, verily, verily, I say to thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He's going, you're absolutely right. I am from God. And you're right. No man can do these miracles except God be with him. But unless you become born again, Nicodemus, your eyes aren't open. You don't understand what's going on. You can't see this kingdom in which I'm operating in. I'm giving you a chance to get that kingdom. If you want to be free from whatever's oppressing you, whatever's got you controlled, whatever sin is on you, whatever's eating you up, this is your chance to get freedom from that today. 221-1100. Independence Day can take on a whole new meaning, and it's a great time because you'll never forget the day that God came in through the power of the Holy Spirit and made you free. 888-221-8990 if you're out of town. Then he said, Nicodemus said unto him, well, how can I be born again when I'm old? Can I really go back into my mother's womb and come out a second time? Jesus said, listen, truly, truly, let me tell you something. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Except a man come through the birth canal. When your mama's water broke, it was time for you to come out. The water comes forth, the baby comes forth. So except a man be born of water, you've done that if you're listening to me right now. And then he says, except a man be born of the Spirit. Ooh, there's the second birth. He cannot, let me say what Jesus said, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. This is what's hindering you. This is why your prayers aren't getting answered. This is why your healing hasn't come forth. This is why your children haven't changed. This is why your household hasn't changed. This is why nothing has changed, because except a man be born of water and be born of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Well, if you can't enter into the kingdom of God, how are you going to retrieve from that kingdom what you need to make it manifest on this earth now? If it's healing you need, if you need deliverance from cancer, how are you going to get in the kingdom of God? And don't tell me, oh, it's not in the kingdom of God. God's kingdom has no power. That's a bunch of baloney. We all know. Common sense even tells you. God is God. If you don't believe me, go back to Genesis. He made everything by his word. That's phenomenal power. You need to go in that kingdom and retrieve from your father, but he's not your father unless you've been born again. I'm giving you the chance today to be born again. That which is born of, and then Jesus explains it. He says, let me simplify it. That which came from the water, remember he said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. That which is born of the water, that which is born of flesh is flesh. That's it, it's flesh. Came from flesh, it'll go back to flesh. If it came from the dust, it'll go back to the dust. That which is born of Spirit is Spirit. Now, the Bible says God is a Spirit. They that worship him must, here's that word again, Jesus doesn't play. He wants to tell you straight up. God is a Spirit. They that choose to worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. That which is born of Spirit is Spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, Jesus said, you must, look at 7. This is John chapter 3, verse 7. You must be born again. That is a second time. To be born, when you look that up in the Greek, the word to be born is to procreate. And then it has in little brackets here, it says properly of the Father. This is actually a new creation. You will be the seed like Jesus that came down from the Holy Ghost, put that seed in Mary. That's you. God wants to birth you with the seed of his Spirit. He wants to put the Holy Spirit in you to now overtake you, empower you, and become your life source instead of your flesh becoming your life source. Your flesh will have to actually line up and surrender to the power of God by this Spirit that he wants to put in you. He wants to birth you again. The other thing it said was regenerated. He's going to regenerate a whole new generation coming up by you, by his Spirit, to be born again. To be born again. That meant from above or anew. Huh? So I was born the first time by the water. I exist now. Now God wants to make me a new man. God wants to make me a new woman in his kingdom. How? What's the kingdom about? A man cannot enter except a man be born again, he said. You cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You must be born again. Why? That kingdom is where the rule and the reign and the realm of God takes place. That rule, reign, and realm of God in that kingdom rules and reigns every single possible thing you can relate to in your finite mind. So if you need rule or realm over your condition, you've got to be born again. Now you'll be allowed entrance into the kingdom. You can get into the kingdom and you can extract from your Father what is designed to be yours to start with. Let me show you something. Now, remember this. The reason I'm saying this is because he told Nicodemus, he said, dude, you are a master. You're a master of Israel. Don't know this thing. I think we've gotten too much information. We're an information highway and we have no idea how to get in contact with God. We don't know his phone number. We don't know how to get the revelation. Information can only take you so far, but information does not have revelation, knowledge, or power of God. God's power, God's word comes forth by revelation. You were designed to operate under revelation, and now you've been brought up and trained into information. The information is blocking your I need God. Because you're so smart, you think, I've got this figured out. I can process my way through this because it works on most things. Not with God. God designed it that if you do that, you won't be in fellowship with him. So he gives you revelation knowledge instead of information knowledge to keep you listening and in tune with him. And you do this when you become born again by his Spirit. Now you have the same manner, likeness, and image of God. In the image of God created he him, it says about man. So when you take on the Spirit of God and become born again, the exact image of God comes into you. The Spirit, the literal Spirit of God comes inside you, sets up camp, and begins to operate through you. You become subject to that Spirit of God. You are now the walking, living image and Spirit of God operating in your flesh. He overpowers and overtakes your flesh. You no longer are consumed or swallowed by or yielded to the flesh, but you're yielded to the Spirit. What does that look like? Jesus says in verse 8, the wind bloweth where it listeth. The wind blows wherever it wants to, wherever it desires and wherever it wills. Thou hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell where it came from. Neither can you tell where it goeth. Jesus said in verse 8, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. There could be a man dying in his home. There could be a woman sick. She could have a fever of 103 degrees. The man of God, the Holy Spirit will tell this man, you need to go by and see Sister So-and-so. Go pray for her. Yes, sir. That's all you say to God. Yes, sir. Just do. He's got your back and your front and everything else. Just go do what he tells you to do. You swing by there. You lay hands on her. You pray for her because God told you to. If he tells you to, don't worry. It's all about him. He orchestrated it. He'll carry it out. You don't have to do nothing but what he tells you. You go by. You lay your hands on her. You leave. She rises up off the bed of sickness a day later. Everybody's going, wow, who was that? But what was the name of that man? I don't know. Just some guy from church. See, you're not after the glory. God's after the glory. The wind blows where it wants. You don't know where it came from or where it goes. He said, so is everyone that's born of the Spirit of God. You'll blow by the voice of God. You'll operate under his authority. Things will take place. He'll be able to work through you and make things happen. In the process, do you not think you're getting blessed? Do you not think things are peeling away in your life? You're walking by the power of God. The Spirit of God is in you. What can rise up in a man when the Spirit of God is controlling, dictating, and living in that man? When the current or breath of God, the actual Spirit, is going in you and operating through you, don't you think you'll be better off than making decisions on your own? Come on, man. You got to be kidding me. Somebody should be ringing this phone going, man, I need that. Listen, I want God to fill me with his Holy Spirit today. I need the Holy Spirit today. He's going to become my main man. He's going to tell me everything I need to know. I'm going to yield to him, and I'm going to start walking in the Spirit. My path will be super fun. It'll be filled with all the abundance of the kingdom of God. The protection, the rule, the realm, and the reign will be there. God will send an army to encompass me as I go about doing his will. My whole life will change. I can't wait to take this journey, Landon. This is the beginning of my day of independence from anxiety, independence from alcohol, independence from cigarettes, independence from being so abusive to my family. I would love to not be that man, but I can't deliver myself. Of course not. You weren't designed to deliver yourself. Let me tell you something here. Ready? Let me show you something, okay? When you look back in the very design of man, when you go back to Genesis, God created all kinds of things. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth. This is man. So God created man in his own image. You ready? He created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Let me please make a note of that in today's society. He created them male and female created he them. And God blessed them. God blessed them. And he said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Only a male and female can follow this order, can be fruitful and multiply, can be blessed by being fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. If we cease to do that, we will cease to exist and subdue it. God says, I'll give you dominion. You will subdue it. I'll give you power of it and have dominion over it, over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and everything that creepeth and everything that moveth upon the earth. I'll give you power and dominion over every single thing on the earth. He created man in his image. Now check this out. When you go back into one and you see God create the cattle and all the stuff, he says, and God saw that it was good. God created the tree after its kind, after its kind. And God created this thing after its kind. It's always a thing and a kind. God created this kind and God created this thing. Now when you go to man, he says, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That's what's missing from you. That's been robbed from you when Satan came in with the lie. You lost the Spirit of God as your breath of life. Now you're just breathing as a natural man. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. All these others came to life. Let's say it was the tree. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb bearing seed after its own kind, yielding fruit after its own kind. It was after its own kind, and God saw it was good. Everything's after its own kind. But man is after the image and exact likeness of God. He breathed into man the breath of life. That is the Spirit. That is the pneuma. That's the very thing we're talking about, the breath of God. God breathed in that out of his own nostrils. He put his Spirit in you. He breathed into man the breath of life. You're the only thing able to reciprocate, or that's built and designed to house the Spirit of God. That's why angels want to come inquire, why does God love these? Why does God want to hang with these people so much? Angels look into that because you're the only thing designed to inhabit God and to let him dwell in you. Why would you pass that opportunity up? Man became a living soul. Okay, what does that mean? Romans 8. Here's what happens. When you get to that level, when you become that living soul, he says right here, for they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, they that have been procreated, they that have been properly regenerated of the Father by the Spirit of God that moved in them, that's taken over them and operating through them, they are after the Spirit. The wind bloweth where it listeth. You hear the sound thereof, but you don't know where the Spirit's going or where he came, but you hear the sound thereof. You hear him very clearly. He tells you where to go. He tells you what to do. You go do it. You go lay hands on the sick and they recover. You go to someone and you say, demon, you get out of them right now in the name of Jesus. And it flees. Why? Because the Spirit is allowed to operate in you once you internalize that seed and begin to birth the Spirit. When it means born again, it means that. You don't hallelujah accept Jesus today. And then on top of that, go, Lord, baptize me with your Spirit. I'm asking you right now to put me on that cross in my flesh, nail my feet, nail my hands so that they can't move and they can't run into mischief. My hands cannot commit any innocent blood. Stop me from being myself, and I surrender myself right now with your Spirit to take over and rule and reign, and I will operate as a Spirit-minded man doing the will of God and carrying out your will here on earth as you lead me by your Spirit that has now become to indwell me and overtake me. I yield myself to you. So here's what it says now. He says, all right, for they that are after the flesh, mind the things of the flesh. But now that you've been born of the Spirit, you should be minding the things of the Spirit. What would that be? The Word of God. You have to eat the Word of God. It is your spiritual food to keep you strong. Somebody needs to be calling here and getting this. I'm amazed nobody wants the independence and to be restored to the right standing that I just showed you in Genesis. God breathed a breath in you. Satan stole it when he come and lied to Eve. So God said, here's the deal. I'll put my son on the cross and I will restore you and resurrect you to be back in fellowship. Listen right here. It says this. Where are we at? Okay, verse 8. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So until you accept the Spirit, you can't even please God. Verse 8, Romans 8, verse 8. So they that are in the flesh, they that having not accepted the Spirit and been born again like a baby through the Spirit, now you got to eat the spiritual food, which is the Word, and nourish your spirit, and you'll start to move in the things of God. I'm telling you, this is how it works. But verse 9, he says, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. How? If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. You're not in the flesh. You're not a flesh man no more, but you're a spirit man. If so be the Spirit of God dwells in you. If so be the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now he says, now if any man have not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. He is none of his. You're a man, but you're not of God if you haven't been born again of God. You've got to allow the Holy Spirit in you. I'm trying to show you in Scripture here. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, your body will be dead to sin. You won't do that no more. But the Spirit of life will become righteousness. That Spirit, that breath that we had in Genesis comes back into us. Now we become righteous and in the right standings with God. With God. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I need prayer for strength. I'm a believer. I'm a child of God.
Okay.
But I need to be strengthened by the Lord.
Well, let's
so
pray for prayer
and strength. Agree with you.
10-4. How is your Holy Spirit doing?
Oh.
Tell me straight up.
Oh, God.
Okay, listen. No, this is great. This is great. Let's regenerate you today. It is Independence Day. God's still on the throne, and you know this, sister. He wants to come back and be as strong and mighty and talk to you and speak to you and keep your mind from talking to you.
Yes.
I know that's a big deal right now.
I need to just be totally focused on him.
Okay, well, let's do it. Let's come into agreement. Let's surrender to God right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. This lady has called today. This is so precious, Lord. This is exactly what we're talking about. She wants to be back into that fellowship, regenerated again, born again. Remember, we have a chance to be born again. And if you step out of that, Lord, we understand that you're waiting just to do it again. I'll fill you with my Spirit again. I will baptize you. John truly baptized with water, but you, sister, shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I'm not talking about not many days from hence. I'm talking about right now. God's a now God. God is waiting always to come with that mandate from heaven. So, Father God, we thank you right now. You birth her in the Spirit and empower her today to move forward with no more restrictions and no more problems. Listen, I have to sign off the air real quick. Can you hold on a minute so I can really pray for you a little better?
Okay.
Please hold on just a minute, okay? Folks, listen, thank you. I got 1 minute left, so I have to give this letter out because I need you to support this program. I do. I need support for this program. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Sow your seed. Pray about it. Say, God, should I sow my seed to this ministry? Ask the Lord. Lord will say, man, that's a good ministry. Those are good men of God doing my will. Yes, keep them on the air. They're bringing the word and they're bringing it right. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I don't care if it's $10 or $1,000 or $1 million, whatever God puts on your heart, $5. You sow it in here. We'll pray over that seed. It will not return into your void. Listen, Gmail, but Dr. Bob's there to help you all the time. TryLifeline@gmail.com. That is free godly counsel. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I love you. Be independent. Call up here. 221-1100.
Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.